All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. It is Monday, which means my dad will call in and tell a joke in just a little bit because it's a jokey time. Well, right now, I've got an article here that according to a survey, most Americans want drug ads off TV. And that got me to thinking about what are some of the commercials that you never need to see again, like commercials that make you nuts on television. You hate them. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Those ask your doctor about drug ads on TV, Americans are asking not to see any more of them. A majority of Americans would favor banning prescription drug advertisements on television. It's a new poll suggests that 57% of the respondents said that they support removing prescription ads from TV. Just 39% of respondents opposed such a ban. The poll results had a margin of error of 5.1 percentage points. The poll comes 6 months after the American Medical Association, the nation's largest physicians group, called for a ban on direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs and medical devices. You know, it's interesting because how often, I mean, every commercial break, there's at least one prescription med commercial. I mean, they're all over the place, you know? And those commercials, they make me nuts, too, because, like, the thing about those commercials, and see if you guys agree with me on this, is that it takes longer to tell you what the side effects are of the drugs that you're supposed to be taking to fix something. But then it's like, you know, and many of them, yeah, you could be dead. You could take this and be dead. So, I don't know. I will say this, though. There's that one commercial. Esmeralda, did you ever see the commercial where it's the active bladder commercial?
Oh, those are so cute.
The little bladder is adorable, isn't he?
It always wants to go.
He's just like, I need to pee.
And he's like,
he's adorable.
He's so sad when he has to go.
Yeah.
Like, he's not mean about it.
No, he's not. That's one of the commercials that might go. But I never thought, wow, that's a really cute bladder. That's a really adorable little bladder.
The other ones are the depression.
Yeah.
Those are like, it's a sad.
I
forget what it actually is, but it's a little character too.
Yeah, he's
follows you around.
Oh yeah, the depression guy who's like, you know, very sad.
Yeah, I think it's a cartoon. Like the whole thing's animated,
right?
But it's a little like thing that's like that's depression.
Yeah,
you just carry it around with you.
And then of course, you know, you take that pill, and there's 47,000 side effects. So 312-981-7200. What commercials make you nuts? What commercials do you hate? I will say this: you know, a lot of people can't stand Flo, on the Progressive commercials. I don't mind Flo. I think Flo is funny. Have you seen the latest Progressive commercial? Dan, have you seen the latest one?
Which one's that?
With the Kool-Aid dude busting through the wall?
I caught the tail end of it. I didn't see the first part of it.
It's actually very funny. Have you seen it, Esmeralda?
I don't think.
The Kool-Aid. It's new. I saw it for the first time last night. It's the Kool-Aid pitcher dude just comes busting through the wall. Yeah! And he, like, wrecks the house. And she's like, well, it's a good thing you've got home insurance with Progressive. And the pitcher's kind of standing there like, oops. I don't know. There's got to be some sort of, I mean, isn't there like an image copyright on that? I mean, did Kool-Aid go along with this? They had to, right?
I would imagine they'd have to.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I mean, that's their corporate logo. I mean, that's the, you know, that pitcher with the face on it. That's Kool-Aid.
See, but I know, Family Guy has used it.
Yeah, Family Guy used it in their first episode, their very first episode.
So I wonder if there is a thing on it.
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be.
Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't mind. Like, oh, wait, you're going to feature our Kool-Aid guy in a commercial that's probably going to run 70,000 times over the next 3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're okay with that.
And Kool-Aid.
And he doesn't do anything bad? Okay.
Right, and Kool-Aid's getting a bad fleck because there's so much sugar in it.
Oh.
So they're probably happy to be.
To be included in a Progressive commercial.
Exactly.
They're just happy to be in the same room with Flo.
Our first text was 773, sick of Flo.
Sick of Flo? How about the commercials where she's like 12 different characters? Like Flo is like the entire family. It's like watching the Nutty Professor, the Eddie Murphy Nutty Professor movie.
I mean, she is an actress.
Yeah.
I don't mind Flo. I think she's fine. And who's the other one? Lily. People sick of Lily. Lily sells Dodge, right?
The Dodge brothers sell Dodge.
What car? What?
Because Lily the phone.
Lily's AT&T.
Oh, I love Lily. Oh.
I don't mind Lily.
What's the other?
No flow.
Jan sells Toyota.
Jan sells the cars, right? What kind of car? Toyota. Okay, Jan.
That one's kind of boring.
Jan. Nobody likes Jan.
I don't mind Jan.
She doesn't need to be there.
I like all three of those women. I especially like Lily. Man. And how about the last one that she did, with the Anthony Michael Hall?
That was pretty funny.
Anthony Michael Hall. Wait, I wonder where he is now. Well, maybe he's shopping at an AT&T store right now. She was also the girl, Lily. She was also in the show Love on Netflix. Did you ever watch that, Esmeralda?
I haven't.
Oh, man, you have to. It's great. But she's in that. She plays like Paul Rust's girlfriend in a couple of episodes. And I was like, hey, that's Lily. And that show Love has nudity. And I was like, hey, this will be great. And it didn't happen. So, anyway. All right, what ads do you not want to see? What commercials do you not want to see? People are sick of Flo. People don't like, some people might not like Lily. And Jan. Jan, you just think Jan is boring, Esmeralda.
Yeah, I mean, they don't use her in anything fun.
Mm-hmm.
She's just kind of there, and then she just talks too much.
She talks too much?
Well, she just like Toyota and blah, 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 and that's it. It's really no, you know, they could have done that with a voiceover.
Mm. Okay. All right, I understand how you feel. You hate Jan. Now, would you like to see the pharmaceutical ads being taken off, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I don't mind them. Sometimes I find them funnier than to listen to all the side effects. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I'd want to take that. And it also makes me feel better because I'm like, oh, good. I do not suffer from any of those things.
Right. But if I took this pill, I might.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, if they ban the drug ads from TV.
Then how will we know about Sleepatron?
Sleepatron?
I don't know. I can't remember. I can't think of any
Sleepatron?
Of those. I can't think of any of those medications
right
now.
Oh, all right. Well, but if that happens, though, and it won't because there's so much money in those ads. I mean, they will never ban pharmaceutical drugs from television. That's not going to happen because tons of money is made. So, but if that happens, though, Esmeralda, no more cute bladders.
I know, no more cute bladders. Or there's also the one for sleeping, which is, I think one's a cat, and it's the cat's like the
sleeping. Oh, that's the sleep one, and then the awake.
Is the dog.
Yeah, or something like that.
So she walks the dog.
Right, that's right.
And the sleep cat comes and.
That's right, and cuddles up to her. Right. Okay, well, we got a break. We'll come back. What commercials do you never want to see again on television? 312-981-7200, talk and text. And do you want drug ads off TV? We'll be back. Yeah, man. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Monday. That means my dad will be calling in a little bit later to tell a jokey time. And so we're talking about drug ads on television. And according to a poll, most Americans want the prescription drug ads off their TVs. And then we want to talk about TV commercials that you never want to see. And we're specifically talking about television commercials. Specifically, television commercials that make you crazy. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And here's Percy on WGN. Hi, Percy.
Hey, how are you this morning?
All right.
First of all, yeah, the medical commercials got to go. And the Geico commercials, those just about had it with them.
I actually like the Geico commercials. Is there anyone specifically that you don't like?
All of them.
All of them. Okay.
Yeah, they're just annoying.
Okay. All right. Well, they're on like every 3 minutes. There's a Geico commercial on. They're on TV. Maybe, you know, I can understand you getting sick of them, but yeah, I mean they really buy a lot of time. They really buy a lot of time.
Yeah, so that and the General and those Burger King ads, those are stupid.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Percy.
Have a good day.
I don't understand the General. Call the General and get some time or whatever. Whatever. What the hell is that? Why are you wearing the helmet?
He's a General.
No, there's like a dude comes out and says, "Hey, look at you. You got a helmet on." That's because I got my car with the General.
Oh, my God. You're the General, Nick.
He's the General. And like, he's all animated and driving around in a car with a helmet on. Yeah, the General commercials make me nuts. Call up the General. I'll make some time. Or whatever the hell he says. A little animated General. let's see. We got some texts coming in. 312-981-7200. Jack says, I can't stand the Passages Malibu ad. And the worst part is it's a 15-second spot that runs twice.
I do not understand that. It just cracks me up because the guy's like, I used to be an addict, and now I'm not.
No,
it's like, okay, good job.
Well, first of all, that's not true. You're never not an addict.
Well, that's what that guy
like,
says.
I'm an alcoholic, and I'm not just because I'm not drinking doesn't mean I'm not an alcoholic anymore, because I am.
Well, the founder of Passages.
No, I know, and that makes me crazy. Like, I watch that stuff, and I'm like, no, you didn't used to be an addict.
Also, I love that that's just massages and exercise.
Right. A lot of those rehab commercials make me crazy. I you know what I mean? But that one, really, seriously, the guy's like, yeah, I used to be an addict. I'm not anymore. No, you are, dude.
I think that's the place where all the rich people go.
No, well, I think you got to have a lot of money to go to one of those places.
Yeah, I think that's where all the celebrities go. Passages.
What was the name? There's that one that they all went to.
I think it's that one.
No, it's not Passages. It's something. I think it has a different name. I mean, first of all, why? Because most of the time when those commercials come on for Passages, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right. What loaded... money-loaded people are.
That's what I'm
watching
saying. That's what I'm saying. If you've got the kind of money to go to Passages,
they're not sitting on the couch.
I mean, that's the right time of night to have a commercial about addiction on. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to have a commercial where you want to help somebody with addiction or alcoholism or something, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning is a good time to have it on.
According to Business Insider, Mel Gibson, David Hasselhoff, and Joliet's own Andy Dick have all stated Passages.
See, I told you, all the famous people.
Wow, Joliet's own Andy Dick. They've all stated Passages. Well, that really doesn't say good for, you know, that. Then Passages' track record's not that good. If they went to Passages.
According to Business Insider, the nine... quote-unquote rich people rehab facilities are Crossroads in Antigua.
Crossroads is the one that I remember. I think that's the one that the Lohan went to.
Yeah, Eric Clapton founded it. Britney Spears, Whitney Houston, Colin Farrell, and Billy Joel. The aforementioned Passages. Promises, which is in Malibu.
Promises is another one, yeah.
That Lindsay Lohan was confirmed to go there. Obviously, the Betty Ford Clinic.
Yes.
Silver Hill Hospital in Connecticut. The Dunes in East Hampton, New York, The Meadows in Arizona, and Wonderland in California.
Mm. Okay. So Dr. Drew's little hut didn't make the list?
I don't think that's a real place.
Dr. Drew's hut?
Yeah. I think they just have it for him, but I don't think
I think it's just his practice.
Yeah, but I don't think famous people really go there.
Well, they go there to be on TV.
Well,
so that they
only
can make,
if they're on TV.
They can make money.
It seems like he only practices 3 times in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, I watched every season of that show, of Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab. I watched every season of that show. Terry says, I hope I never see another walking, talking, biking colon. Oh, yeah, they do have the little colon dudes riding around on bikes and stuff. Yeah. Is that for irritable, like, bowel syndrome or something? What's that for? I can't even remember what it's for. But it's like you get a good chunk of somebody's colon with eyes and lips and stuff, right? Isn't he just like, hey, I'm a colon?
That one I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
That one sounds gross.
Dan, did you ever, you've seen it, right?
Yeah, I just can't believe there was an irritable bowel syndrome commercial in the Super Bowl this year. Remember that? Yeah. It's like, my God, where have we come, you know? We went from frogs and people saying, what's up, to irritable bowel syndrome.
So somebody dropped like $1 million on an irritable bowel syndrome commercial. Did it air after a commercial for Wow Chips? That would have been a really nice apropos pairing. Yeah. Wow potato chips. Because that's what you say 15 minutes after you eat them. You go, whoa! As you run towards the bathroom. That always, you remember, what's the stuff in the Wow chips that makes you go?
Olestra.
Olestra, right. Like, they would actually, like, you're looking at two bags of chips. One of them is like a regular bag of chips, and the other one has the Olestra in it. And you look at the ingredients, and then there's a warning on one bag that says, may cause anal leakage. That's always the one I go for. You get a little extra something in your chips. Like, they actually said that on the bag, and you're like, yeah, I'll buy those. Who would voluntarily buy a bag of chips that says, may cause anal leakage? Why would you even...
It would make you not eat as many. Because if you do, bad things happen.
No, but if you... Why would you...
Because to lose weight. That was the point.
To lose weight?
Yeah, because the Olestra wasn't absorbed. It would just go right through you. That's why there was that's why there was possible anal leakage.
So that was in order to lose weight, you would eat those chips?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like...
What do you think people for fun want anal leakage?
No, I don't want it even not for fun.
And it's possible. I mean, if you love potato chips enough, but your doctor's like, you can't have them anymore, and one of the side effects, you may have anal leakage. What if you don't? What if you could eat all the potato chips you want in the world, not gain a pound, and not have anal leakage? Wouldn't you vote for that?
No, but that doesn't happen. You have to eat just enough, or you'll get anal leakage.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're enjoying your oatmeal. How about this? 847 area code says, I hate the Campbell Soup football moms that are supposedly feeding these multimillionaire guys 99-cent can of soup.
99 cents?
Where are you shopping?
I know.
Those are for Chunky, right?
Yeah.
Chunky soup, right? That's what those... Chunky soup's like $4 a can, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're the bigger ones.
Yeah, it's not 99 cents a can.
Yeah, they're not feeding them creamy tomato.
Right, it's not like he's having a can of cream of mushroom soup. Yeah. No, it's like those are the ones with like the little steak burgers, the mm-hmm. sirloin, yep. The sirloin burgers and stuff. That's like $3.99 a can. Tom says, I'd be happy if all ads for lawyers would be taken off TV.
Oh, no.
What?
No, because...
Peter Francis Geraci?
Well, nah, that one can go. But, oh man, what's his name?
Who?
Is the lawyer
two,
for
two,
you?
22, yes. 22.
What's his name?
Glenn Lerner.
Yeah, Glenn Lerner.
I believe there's a text referencing said Glenn
Lerner. Oh, is there? Okay, we'll get to that. All right. What TV commercials do you not want to see anymore? And would you be happy if all of the prescription drug ads were taken off of the TV? Okay. 312-981-7200. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. 312-981-7200. Talk and text, 312-981-7200. We're talking about commercials, TV commercials that you'd never want to see again. And the fact that pharmaceutical drugs, nobody really wants them, those commercials on the TV. 312-981-7200. 708 area code says, I hate that commercial for Victory Auto Records with the skinny hillbilly who pulls the door off of his car. It's been on since the 70s. Don't be dissing that commercial, man.
That one's better than the new one I don't like with that.
The animated dinosaur?
Yeah, what is that?
It's ridiculous.
No.
It's terrible. I can't stand it. And it looks like it was made by the guys who put together that Dire Straits video.
I know, and they won? There was nothing better?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
No, the other commercial, that classic commercial with the car falling off.
No, I like that one.
I love that commercial.
I'd rather that.
Now, I told Esmeralda, you know I had that guy on, the guy who opens up the door in the
car.
Oh,
really?
I had him on my show a bunch of years ago, and he was not happy. He was an actual driver for the company. He came in to work that morning. That's what he wore to work, the big leather wrist thing. You know what I mean? The wristband that he's got on and the shirt and everything. That's what he wore to work that morning. He showed up at work, and they were like, hey, we're making this commercial. Go, come here. And he didn't get paid a dime. He didn't, and that commercial's been running for 30 years.
Well, maybe you should have asked.
I don't know. Nobody knew it was going to become a, you know, like an iconic local commercial.
Well, whose fault is that?
Yeah. So he was bitter when I interviewed him. He's like, ah, man. I was like, well, man, you know. I actually gave one of my cars to Victory Auto Wreckers. My fantastic Ford Escort that I just drove into the ground.
Should have given it to Cars for Kids.
And the guy shows up, the tow truck driver from Victory Auto Wreckers shows up in front of my apartment. And I come out and I go, hey, watch me open my door. I bet it falls off. And the truck driver was like, yeah, really? Do you think I've never heard that before? Seriously?
Did he give you the cash?
No, it was a check.
Ugh.
It was not cash.
And I said, cash. That was awesome.
And you got cash.
I got cash.
Why did I get a check?
You got cash from the driver?
I did.
Oh, like in the commercial?
Yep. Just like the commercial. Did you have a large wrist watch on?
I did not. Not that day.
And big pants.
And I said to the guy, this guy was not amused with me at all because I said, yeah, I'm going to go in and get my big leather wrist watch on. And this guy was just, you know, like, you know what? I've heard this 15 times today.
The day they took my car away, they had also taken a news van from one of the local TV stations here. And so I was going to be like, hey, dude, it's media day. I work for WGN Radio, and you've got this news van. And I was just like, no, he doesn't give a crap at all about this.
No. This guy was seriously not amused. He was just like, yeah. Oh, look what's on TV right now. It's the, it's the animated Victory Auto Wreckers commercial.
My guy was awesome. And if you filled out a survey, you got a Victory Auto Wreckers t-shirt.
I want one so bad.
What the hell, man? I didn't get any of that.
Maybe you shouldn't have made the joke.
Yeah, exactly.
The dinosaur is now flipping the car through the air and catching it in his mouth.
The dinosaur is on the t-shirt.
Yeah, well, they've always had the dinosaur was their logo. Not in the damn Dire Straits video style. Don't be messing with a classic like that. That's Dino. Dino does the voiceover on that.
That, the Walk of Fame.
I was just going to say, that's why he's got the Walk of Fame.
What a year.
Because of the Victory Auto Records commercial. That's why he's on the Walk of Fame. All right. 708 area code. Flo must go. Hey, man, leave Flo alone. 708 area code says, Flo ignites some type of primal passion within all males. Really? Really? Man, I don't mind. I like her. She doesn't ignite any sort of passion within me. 773 area code. Sick of Flo and dump Toyota Jan. Wow. I will say this. No negative Lily comments yet. Because Lily rules. Steve says, I'd love to ban all Viagra commercials.
Oh, yeah, and they're sitting in the bathtubs. Never get that.
Yeah. What's the other one? Cialis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. It's like, hey, you should always be ready.
Oh, and it's just a lady rolling around on a bed.
Oh, that's Viagra.
That's Viagra. Oh, it's Cialis is the couples. It's like the older couple.
Oh, they're
really
like,
they're on a camping trip and they start, you know, making out. And then it's like, hey, why would you want to stop now?
And they're all like the most good looking older people ever.
Mm. Oh, yeah, of course.
It's like, well, yeah, you guys want to. Do it all the time. You're so good looking.
I was in those commercials.
25.
Yeah. In those commercials, it's the, you know, every time you see like a Cialis or a Viagra commercial or something like that, do you really need to know that you should probably consult a doctor if you have an erection that lasts 4 hours? Does that really, is that really something where you need to go, you know, maybe I should call a doctor? Don't you think by like hour one, you'd be like, hey, this is a...
Man, they only put that stuff in there so Glenn Lerner doesn't come after him.
Oh, there it is, man.
Okay, so those are the bad commercials, the ones where they want to sue everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like if you've had
a wreck, need a check.
This is what it says, 708 area code. How about been in a wreck, need a check? Call Glenn Lerner, 222-2222.
See, no, I like him, but the ones where it's like, did your
asbestos
knee joint?
Did you have like an insert? Oh, yeah, here's another one. Did you ever have a blood clot thing inserted?
Yes.
And then it moved and it killed you.
Or did you
then
get cancer from baby powder?
Yeah,
like
that's
things.
A talcum powder and all that stuff. Those are around all the time.
I hate those. And then they're not even here in Illinois. It's like they're from somewhere else.
Yeah. And they're on all the time during Johnny Carson. Here I am enjoying my lovely Johnny Carson Tonight Show reruns. And then there's like a blood clot commercial on. If you're dead, you can get some money. It irritates me so much that I remember the whole damn thing, but I know it's an old idea. I'm a cop, and that guy is the epitome of a typical scumbag lawyer. Man, you're dissing on the Glenn Lerner.
I was surprised to know Glenn Lerner's in multiple states, because I'm like, well, good on him, man. You got 708-222-2222. That's probably cost you, you know, a pretty penny.
Yeah.
But then I was in Vegas, and then they had ones in Vegas that were like
him.
Vegas area code, and then 222-2222.
So he just owns 222-2222?
Apparently so.
I thought that was a prefix here. I thought there was where we work.
Is it like the new 800?
No, our prefix here it's at the station is 222.
Right, if you were to dial the office number, it's
if you were to dial the office number, it's 222. And all the extensions are 222.
Yeah, but not the rest of it.
Maybe it is.
Glenn Lerner bought it from us.
Oh, that Glenn Lerner. Oh, my favorite.
Is the general?
No. I like the, man, why can't I remember them now that I actually need them? The insurance with Eddie and Jobo.
Eagle?
United no, Auto Insurance.
Oh, yeah.
7-3.
That's right.
5,000.
That's
We've
right.
We've got you covered.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah. All right. We got a break. This show may cause anal leakage. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanch in the opening bell coming up at 5. My dad will be calling in just a few minutes because he's going to tell a jokey time. But we're talking about commercials that we can't stand. Yeah. Now, you guys were singing along to that Eddie and Jobo commercial.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I mean, I've seen it. I just couldn't remember the jingle. I know.
Esmeralda, you're so good. You could do the audition at the mall.
I honestly wish I was at the mall.
What's the
anytime they showed up, because I would be right on stage.
They would
they have a series of commercials where they go to local malls and say, "Hey, best one who sings the
UAI." Oh, really?
Right.
How am I missing all these commercials?
I don't know. They're on all the time. They're like Eddie and Jobo here.
Yeah, I think I zone out when I hear that. And they're like, and is it what is it? What
they're
now?
In different places all the time. They're
and it's an insurance.
Yeah.
United Auto Insurance.
United Auto Insurance. Okay.
773.
No, yeah. United Auto Insurance.
773-202-5000.
We've got you covered.
Covered Chicago.
I don't know. I know the general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are very impressed with your general impersonation.
Yeah, they
are. Really?
Blowing up the text lines.
Is it really? Oh, okay. Oh, I'm looking. No, here's one on here, 219. Nick does an excellent general impersonation. I didn't realize that I actually did one until this morning.
Maybe you voice the general. You don't even know it.
You can call up the general and save some time.
Yeah. No, I think you are
Sound
the yeah.
just like it.
You are the general.
I'm not seeing dime one if I'm the general.
You and that Victory Auto Records guy should get together.
That's right, man.
Start a group.
That's right. Mad at localcommercials.com.
I miss the Eagle insurance. Do they still even exist?
I don't know. Those are the worst commercials
of
all time.
I think they do, because they're right by the Jewel I used to go to all the time.
They are terrible.
Yeah, no, the commercials are all. But they knew they were. But well, you know what? I think it started to get, once you have Man Cow in a commercial, that's when it's all over. Like you put that idiot in anything and it's over.
Yeah. Although I never understood how that eagle laid an egg if it was a man.
I know. I've got something for you.
And then he busts out an egg. It's like, wait, excuse me?
Yeah. Look at those low rates.
Yeah, could they not have just done one more audition?
I'm sure it was just like the Victoriano Records. Probably two women that worked there.
Ask anybody else in that office. I feel like there would have been somebody.
I don't know. They clearly didn't care about the quality of the acting when they hired Man Cow for their second commercial.
Yeah, well.
Jay in Ohio says, Nick, I'm sick of the Matthew McConaughey car commercials. I like him as an actor, but those commercials rub me the wrong way. I'm with you, Jay.
Yeah.
I love Matthew McConaughey. Those commercials are just... I kind of like the one... Is it when he's driving and there's a damn buffalo in the middle of the road? What it is?
He's having like a stare-off with it.
And he kind of looks at the buffalo and he goes, all right.
And the buffalo won, so he turns around.
I'm going to go the other way. I just keep waiting for Ted Nugent to come out and ride the buffalo.
Yeah. He's going to be in the car with him and he's just going to run out of the car and jump on the buffalo.
That's right. You didn't think I was going to come out on an effing buffalo?
Why is the general talking like that?
Yeah.
Call up the general and save some time.
Wow. Well, if that whoever...
Vic is losing it in the newsroom.
Whoever the general is, you can take his place.
I'm convinced that it was you, man. You've been fooling everyone. Don't lie to me.
I've been walking around here knowing my secret is that I'm the general.
He's like Batman.
Nick DiGilio is the general.
There's no doubt
in my mind. Been lying to us all this time.
Yeah, man. That's my secret right there. My secret personality is I am the general. 847 area code. I cannot stand Flo. Hey, come on.
Wow.
People are very angry about Flo. Let's see. Scott in Naperville. I hate those two guys in the car in the Sonic commercials. Oh, I like those guys.
Oh, no. Those are local guys.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I saw the one.
It's TJ. What's his
lips? That's the one I saw the other day on State Street. Ran into him.
TJ.
I think he's hilarious.
He's great. Him and Dave Pasquese, Dave and TJ, those are the two best improvisers in the city.
I agree. I think he's hilarious.
He's not, Pasquese's not in the commercial.
No.
With
it's
him.
Some other guy.
It's another guy.
Is.
I don't know his name.
He looks very familiar.
Yeah. But I think those commercials are funny.
Me too.
Yeah, those are cute.
I think they're good. I love the Tide Pods waitress. What? Oh, she's the one who's like spilling stuff all over. I don't go through a shift without knocking stuff all over the place.
You should maybe get a different job.
No, it's like, you don't know this commercial?
You're very clumsy.
Like she's got a tray full of food. She like knocks. Oh, I can't go through a shift without knocking crap all over the room.
She might need to switch jobs. Cause seriously.
That's why she has Tide Pods, because she's got to clean her waitress uniform every night.
I'm amazed that she still has the job, considering she keeps knocking over stuff.
And I think she said, I don't go through a shift without knocking stuff over. I'm like,
that's not good.
What are you, Jerry Lewis? What?
It's his daughter.
It's, what are you, Urkel? All right. I'd like to get rid of the Brady Bunch commercial for Snickers.
Oh. I don't see those too often.
With Danny Trejo.
Right.
And Steve Buscemi. That's a funny commercial.
Yeah,
it's been played too much.
Yeah, other ones too.
Yeah, all the Snickers commercials are kind of played. Hey, you need to eat because you're not yourself if you're hungry.
Yeah,
those get played out because there's so many. But I think they're all pretty funny.
Yeah, they have one in Spanish where the person who's hungry just turns into his mother-in-law, and they go, "You sound like your mother-in-law," and then he's the Snickers.
What?
Because your mother-in-law's nagging.
What was the one commercial where? One of the guys is a celebrity, and he's like, oh, yeah, and they're at a party, and they're hitting on these two girls. And the guy's like, he's like, yeah, like, you girls are something special. And he's insulting the girls, and then
It was Pesci, wasn't it?
Is it Pesci? Yeah, it is Pesci.
I think it, yeah.
It's Pesci.
Like, is she wearing gloves?
Yeah. Was- yeah, 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 yeah. So Pesci won't do, let me get this straight. Last week, we had Dan Feinberg on last week, and we were talking about how Louis C.K. went to Pesci and said, would you like to do this show, Horace and Pete? And he said no. But he did a Snickers commercial.
Because that was money.
Well, know, he's going to get paid.
Yeah, but he isn't going to pay that much. You know, he got paid for that Snickers commercial.
All right. 773 area code, have you noticed that the Burger King hot dog commercials, they put ketchup on them? Yes, I've noticed that.
Yeah, but they're weird Burger King hot dogs. It's okay.
No, it's not okay at any time to put ketchup on a hot dog.
It's okay. It's a Burger King hot dog.
But they said, well, yeah, but you don't put ketchup on a hot dog, and I don't care who makes it.
And I think it's supposed to even taste like a Whopper.
No, they have now. They are serving a Whopper dog, where it's a hot dog with all the condiments that they put on a Whopper, and that includes mayonnaise.
Yeah, I don't.
And lettuce.
I don't think that thing's a hot dog.
I don't know. Madeline says Title Max. What's Title Max? It's insurance, right?
What is it? You get your title back with Title Max.
Oh.
And she sings like, I'm going to get my money.
Oh, my gosh. That one's the worst. I haven't seen that in a while, though.
Oh, God. Here's a classic one. Classic. Oh, this commercial is so disgusting. It's Kathy says the commercial for toe fungus. Where what? The toe is wearing a hat and talking. That's a different one. The one that I was thinking of. Do you guys remember the toe fungus one where they lift up the big toenail like it's a car hood?
Oh, and there's just stuff in it?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of animals. Like,
it's disgusting.
Like
it's disgusting. It's so creepy. Like, well, they lift up the...
That's what's going on in there.
Yeah, but you're not going to lift up your toenail like a car hood.
I mean, if the fungus is bad enough, I think you might be able to.
708 area code says... when I first saw Glenn Lerner, I thought it was John Cena.
Oh wow, yeah, he's doing insurance. He's a lawyer now.
I miss the old days when John Cena first hit, and he was much more like, you know, thuggish, and he wore the bat, and he rapped, and he had gold chains. Remember when? Oh, you don't watch it.
No, I don't.
But when John Cena first came, he was much less straightforward and like American guy, and you know, like hero and stuff. He was like a street dude, you know. And he would come in. He had a big gold chains on. He wore the baseball cap backwards and a bandana, and he would rap. He'd come in and like he'd rap in his promos. And I remember one of my favorites of all time was. They would do sometimes they would do tail of the tape. So if there's like two guys that are going to wrestle, on one side you got, you know, like Undertaker, 7'1", weighs 380 pounds, world champion, 15-time world champion, finishing move, you know, the whatever the hell his death thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cena. It was like he just got on scene, and it was like, you know, he's 6'2", whatever, blah, 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 blah. And one of his factoids on his tail of the tape was he's got a PhD in thugonomics.
Good. That's, you know, he's learned. He's
like,
learned.
Like, it was like, what?
Like, Dr. Cena cool to you.
He's got a PhD in thugonomics. I remember all my friends were over on a Monday night. We were watching wrestling. We're like, what the hell? Because all the other... On the other side, it was all like the guy's height, his weight, how many actual, you know, belts the guy's won, mm-hmm. like real things.
Right.
And then this guy's got a PhD in thugonomics. I'm like, what the hell?
He's, you know, stay in school, kids.
Stay in school and study thugonomics.
Yeah, you know.
That's my favorite little tidbit item about John Cena. He has a PhD in thugonomics. And he looks like Glenn Lerner that has 222-2222 for the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Call the general and save some time. All right. We have to break. I got the weather and the traffic here, and then my dad's going to call in and tell a jokey time. All right. 630 area code says, hey, that colon commercial was for constipation related to opioid pain meds. Oh, so it's a... That's a side effect to a med.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, this one drives me nuts. 708 area code, that animated one with the knee brace that miraculously has grandma skateboarding and taunting her grandkid. Catch me if you can.
I've never seen that one.
You've not seen this one?
No.
And it's probably, they charge Medicare $600 for a $6 brace.
I haven't seen that.
It's a really poorly animated, cartoon where the granddaughter is like, come on outside and play, Grandma!
Oh, wait, I have.
And she's sitting in the chair.
Yeah.
And it looks like she's got three legs.
And it's obviously the same guy who voiced the kid. It's just the guy sounding like an old grandma.
Yeah. But if have you seen that commercial, Dan?
I have, yes.
Okay, doesn't it look like the grandmother's got three legs? Next time you see the commercial, look, and I'm like, this woman's got three legs.
Well, she needs that third one for the skateboarding.
She needs a lot more than one brace. She's got three legs. And then she's like, I'm skateboarding.
I've never finished watching it. I think I changed it because I'm like, I can't deal with this.
I'm just completely baffled by three legs. Mark says some of her bits are a stretch, but I'm always curious to hear Flo's latest creation. Okay. 815 area code says, hey, guys, I love your show. How about the pelvic mesh lawyer commercials?
Yeah, no, those are... Ooh.
Those are on all the time during Johnny Carson. It can't even be a pleasurable experience.
Yeah.
708 area code says, Glenn is probably an actor. There's a real Glenn Lerner, but probably 200 lawyers across the country paid to use in that commercial. It saves them big bucks. If you call it the service, they will have someone in your area call you back.
Oh, man. I wanted Glenn Lerner.
I want John Cena and his PhD in thugonomics to call
me.
Yeah,
no, but that's thugonomics. He can't properly represent you.
Yes, he can. If he's got a PhD in thugonomics. 815.
What was his thesis about?
The streets.
The streets.
Like... Who's the professor? Was it like 50 Cent?
Ice Cube.
50 Cent teaches you about bankruptcy.
Yeah, NWA. They're all there.
Yeah, they're going to help you out.
They're the top guys.
They're the top bankruptcy lawyers in the country, NWA. I directed this play called Toast of the Town one time, and the villain in it was obsessed with this TV show called Kaz. And Ron Liebman, who was Jennifer Aniston's father on Friends, if you want to put it something. He was in Garden State, that guy, one of the greatest actors on the planet. Anyway, in the play, Toast of the Town, the villain was obsessed with Ron Liebman, thought he was the greatest actor of all time, not because of like his work on Broadway, but because of this show called Kaz from the 70s that lasted like one season. And me and my friend Scott, who wrote the play, Oaken, we were obsessed with Kaz. So we threw in a whole bunch of Kaz jokes. One of them was... One of them was his little henchman. The villain guy had a little henchman, and he's like, "You need an assistant? I'll help you out." And he's like, "I bet you Kaz had an assistant." And his line is, "His assistant was the streets," which is one of my favorite lines of all time. His assistant was the streets. See, thugonomics.
Yeah.
All right. I can't stand the arrogant jerk for 1800 tequila. Isn't that Kiefer Sutherland?
Or is it Ray Liotta?
Maybe.
Oh,
I think
it's
they
my
change.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought both. Yeah. Ray Liotta or Kiefer Sutherland, right?
I think so.
Is that 1800?
I want to say yes.
I think it is, right? Well, we'll have to find out. Hey, we're coming up on the opening bell. Let's find out what's going to happen on the show. And here is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. Had you good weekend?
Yes.
Went by way too fast, as always.
Well, it was cold.
Yeah, it was freezing cold.
Yeah.
But we got a real warmed-up show for you today. The Allstate CEO Spotlight is focused on the CEO of a company that makes nonstick coatings. If you're going to make yourself a breakfast panini this morning or maybe a fried egg, you're probably going to use one of his products. We'll talk to him. We'll also have the latest from the markets from around the world on the opening bell coming up next.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
So here's another. Let's see. Jim, the limo driver, says the Little Caesars pizza with the cheese and the crust opera commercials got to go.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen those in a bit, though.
How about the ones now where there's bacon? They wrap bacon around the outside of the pizza and then there's like floating heads and stuff.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Is that what he's talking about?
There's a couple of them, I think.
Leo says, I hate all those payday loan commercials or check into cash. You know
check
who used
into
to
cash.
You know who used to yeah, check into cash. You know who used to do the payday loan commercials?
Who's that?
Ric Flair. Ric Flair.
You that payday cash?
Yeah. Ric Flair would do the payday loans commercial. You can get your checks cleared right here. You know, and then he would go, woo!
You know what I haven't seen in a while? Is the sad animals commercials with the Sarah McLachlan music in the background. I haven't seen those in a while. No. I would always change it.
No.
With that or the children, I couldn't deal with
the
it.
The children are on a lot more than the animals now. Although and all this stuff is on during Johnny Carson. I get home in the morning and I watch it. I'm watching Johnny Carson and it's a lovely experience. I'm laughing and then boom, there's a starving child. And I'm like, come on, man. Denise says, I can't stand Honda. Too desperate. Why is Honda? What do you mean?
Oh, what do they do? They do that thing in a garage, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Like
what?
One's a scenario. It's like a kid's birthday party. And they're like, what you can do better with a garage? And then it's a Honda. Put a Honda in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was after they had like the Honda salespeople had to do like drills in order to teach.
Right. I liked the hamsters. Was that Honda?
That's Kia.
Yeah, I like those. You mean
the
hamsters,
the Thuganomic hamsters?
Yeah, they would drive around in their little cube car.
Yeah, that was Kia.
And then the one where they got all thin because they were going to the premiere.
Yeah,
that's so. Would Thuganomics be in favor of payday loans or anti-payday loans?
You're just obsessed with what Thuganomics is. The study of Thuganomics.
Wasted my degree getting communication, radio, television.
You should have gone into Thuganomics.
Could have got Thuganomics.
Bradley University would have been number one in Thuganomics. Down in Peoria, Illinois.
815 area code is Peter Francis Geraci ever gotten anyone out of bankruptcy with his info tapes? He must, man. The guy's been around forever. You know?
In Spanish, he's the bullfighter of the law. That's what he calls himself.
Wait a minute.
The bullfighter of the law.
You dropped that at the end of the show.
Wait a minute. Okay, we have to go now.
I mean, that's all it is. That's all he says.
That he's the bullfighter of the
law. Yeah. It's still just him. But he does it in really bad Spanish.
No, he's the bullfighter of the law.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Esmeralda. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Tuesday. And we'll take a break and come back. Bullfighter of the law.